When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts from the mind of a cartoonist. It's going to be about promotion, advertising, and other things like that today. A little businessy essay for you guys. And jumping on that, I wanted to, you know, point your attention at something that, you know, I've gone into at length in the past about my position on my mixed feelings on the role of celebrity and, as a subcategory of that, awards. Without going into too much into it, it's just I never get terribly excited about the notion of awards because it's such a mixed bag. I mean, I understand the value of honoring a content creator for their contribution to something, but there's always problems with it. I mean, if the award is given by a committee, that's just a committee. They're representative of a larger group, but it's still a small group, and there's a lot of X factors involved in that. If you put it to a public vote, like the popular vote, that also has problems. It's I guess this is the problem with giving awards for the arts, is that it ultimately is a subjective thing. So I always take it with a grain of salt. That said, I just found out recently that there's a thing called the Podcast Awards, podcastawards.com. I guess there's a couple days left to nominate people. And I'm not going to be aggressive in promoting people requesting gently that anybody nominates the Art and Story podcasts for an award. But if you feel that it's important that we get some kind of recognition for what we do, you could go there and give us a nomination. That'd be great. If not, you know what? I'm not going to cry about it, because I like what we do. I have fun with what we're doing with the shows, and I like talking with you guys, and I don't need an award to make me feel like I need to go on. Although, it would be, this is the reason I even pointed out, and I said it on Twitter and Facebook today, is that I do recognize the fact that if we did get an award for it, that would be some sort of, that would legitimize us in the eyes of a lot of people, or bring our shows to the attention of a lot more people, which ties into what I'm going to talk about today, this whole idea of advertising, promoting. I just signed up for, as I talked about recently, I'm going to start putting what I make on Art and Story Supreme into advertising for the show. So 100% of every penny I get for doing Art and Story Supreme is going to go funnel right back into the show. I'm not going to pay bills with it anymore for a while, just to see if we can build the audience a little bit larger through advertising, something that I said before we've flirted with before, but never done anything really serious aggressively with. And I want to thank you guys in the forum for your input, and I want to thank specifically Case Van Heist, who I talked to on Skype recently, who gave me a lot of insights as to how Project Wonderful works. And I'm gonna go into some of the details about the first Project Wonderful ad campaign that I set up today. But before I go into that, let me go 1,000-foot view and talk about how I'm going to break down these expenses, or break down these budgets, and where the budget's going to be spent, who I'm going to target at this first time around, and then I'm going to report to you guys how well I do with this. And I'm also going to include in the post with this episode, in the private tags, so only you, the Supreme Storyers, get to see this, some of the ads that I've designed. So first, let's talk about budget. What do I got? Well, I've got about Kevin Cross, my beloved co-host of the Art and Story Podcast, also chipped in money into the budget for advertising this month. And so I have somewhere in the neighborhood of $170 to spend on advertising. That's a lot of money to put into web ads for small fries like us, right? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to split it in right down the middle, $85 each. $85 is going to go into Project Wonderful, and the other $85 I'm going to goof around with using possibly the StumbleUpon advertising service, which I've messed with before. Got some pretty big bursts of traffic out of it, but nothing that I saw as being terribly sustainable. The next thing I want to point to, now that I've got my two advertising vehicles or services selected, what am I going to point them to? Well, when you look at the Art and Story website, it shows you, I think we did an okay job of designing the site in the last several months, so that the first thing you see are the latest episodes, like the latest 10 episodes of the Supreme content, and then some actionable items in the sidebar. But if you come to this thing and see the show that digs deep into the craft of cartooning, and none of the most recent 10 episodes are something that really grab you, there's nothing to stick around for. So I know that in web design and in web advertising, a lot of things people like to use are what are called landing pages. And as I understand it, landing pages are a page that gives you sort of an elevator pitch for what the service or product is. Okay. So like you'll land on this page and they'll be like 50% off this kind of bicycle today. And then you advertise, you make advertisements that point to that page all over sites that talk about bicycles. So not having a landing page designed as such and without and not having the time, because hey guys, I got up fair going on right now, not having the time to really put a lot of work into a landing page, I realized we do have something that serves as a landing page in the Comics from the Ground Up series page. Several months ago, as a way to make searching those that series convenient for you guys, I put together a page on the Art and Story website, linked from the sidebar, that catalogs all of the Comics from the Ground Up series, plus a collection of related episodes. And I'd like to do more of that on the site in down the road, but in any case, that's where I am going to have this first round of advertising all point to that page. So when you land on it, boom, here's a 7-part series of building a comic from concept to completion. Okay, well, that suggests who's my target audience going to be. Well, the target audience should then be people who are beginners, young people who are interested in making comics, people who aren't terribly experienced at this thing yet, because that's really what the Comics from the Ground Up series was designed to speak to. But it was also meant to also, I mean, like as we said in the shows, it's meant to be a sort of a reminder series or at least a window for experienced cartoonists to see our process for comparing and contrasting purposes and whatnot. But for the most part, it's a great series to point beginners at. Okay, so now we got our target audience, beginners and hobbyists and people just starting out. So let's figure out how we're going to design the ads. That's a whole another ball of wax, right? Because I'm dealing in graphical ads here, and I don't want to overburden them with text or too many graphics. You don't want it to be messy and people just overlook it. It has to sell the point immediately, okay? Well, in the sidebar, the advertisement we have, or rather the image link that we have for the Comics from the Ground Up series, is wrinkled brown paper with the Art and Story logo, and then it says, "Your Comic from the Ground Up." Underneath, it says, "A multi-part series." On my Comics Are Great site, I adapted that ad a little bit to say, a multi-part series that, takes, I forget how, I think I got the Comics Are Great page right here. Yeah, here we go. A multi-part series on how to make a comic from scratch. That's pretty straightforward. But the image itself doesn't really communicate all that much. It's wrinkled brown paper with the Art and Story logo. That's great if you're familiar with the Art and Story brand, but if you're new to it, we need some graphics that are a little bit more eye-catching. So I thought about who was going to see these ads, and I thought, well, young people. And young people, a lot of them, at least in my experience, are really into, or at least their entry point to comics is manga. So I selected some images from my art collection that is a little bit more manga-esque, a little bit more on the dynamic side. As well as, and this was another twist that I'm experimenting with, and I'll let you know how it goes, is I took some of the Jared Cran comics, and I put together, well, there's two different kinds of ads. Let me just back up and say this. The one kind of ad is a cool image of art, of like, say, an image from Equalizers of the Divide, where my main character, Becky, is leaping excitedly at the camera, and stuff's blowing up behind her, and then next to it, it says, Art and Story, Your Comic from the Ground Up, a multi-part series, blah, blah, blah. That's it. So cool graphic that catches your attention, and then one sentence that says what this thing is that you're clicking on. It's going to take you to a multi-part series about making comics. But then another thing I decided I'm going to play with is sort of visually and with text describing one of the main theses. Is that the plural for thesis? I think so. Of Art and Story is that you don't have to be a great illustrator to be a great storyteller. We've driven at that time and time again. Check out episode 80, the big beginner. And we did another episode later on called The Big Just Do It, if I'm not mistaken. I think Sarah Turner was on that one. And so one of the sort of the core philosophies of what we try to preach, and what I think is one of a grabbing point, a point of interest in what our philosophy is that it's not just about drawing well. It's about being a storyteller. So I took some of my Jared comics and I sapped out the panels and put some spaces between them and said, what's more important, the art panel, show another Jared panel, or the story, and show another Jared panel, followed by the art and story logo, and then like a little line of text that says, like, how to make comics podcast. Why did I choose that language? Well, again, aiming at beginners. I know that it is, and I've complained about this in the past, it is a point of a bitter debate amongst beginners and people just entering the comics medium, that somehow there is a distinction between art and writing, and some people like to, this fight goes round and round, is like, well, I read comics for the story. Well, I read it for the art. Well, the art carries more of the story. No, the writing carries more of the story. And we all know, we supreme storyers, we know that that's a distinction where there is no distinction. Art and story are the same thing. But by raising that question, I'm hoping to tap into that point of tension in people's minds and get them to click on it and then listen to the show and find it, not only A, find out that you know, the truth of the matter is that they're both intertwined, but B, sort of get play to that kind of frustration in a lot of people's debating over that silly topic. So that's about as sneaky as I got with these ad designs. Show crude Jared comics. People respond to that imagery for better or worse. I like to think for better. I like to think I do a good job of those Jared comics, but also then raising that tension of the what's more important, the art of the story. Click here to find out. Click here to find what my position is and see if I agree or if you agree with me or not, that kind of thing. So those are the two kinds of ads I've got. Graphical, straightforward, and then one that elicits kind of an emotional response out of them. Now, the great thing about Project Wonderful, and thank you once again to Casey Van Heys of wintersandlavelle.com for showing me this, is they have this thing called campaigns. One of the reasons I have not messed with Project Wonderful too much in the past is because it's kind of a pain in the butt to have to constantly search through sites, look for sites that have the kinds of banner sizes that you want to use, what their target audience is, what their traffic is, and what their prices are. Well, with the campaigns feature, you can actually just do a search for a bunch of sites that fall under a bunch of different headings. And so I selected headings like comics, manga, and anime, education, literature, even parenting, because I want to maybe get some homeschoolers listening to the show, because in my experience in the past in teaching, I found that homeschoolers do respond very well to the Art and Story podcast because it provides materials that they can take into their home classrooms to teach. Homeschooling parents seem to be a lot more receptive to what we do than traditional school teachers, because homeschool teachers aren't suffering quite as much under the No Child Left Behind kind of nonsense that's been going on for the past 8 years. So you select all of these different categories of websites, it aggregates a whole bunch of websites for you, and then you just set a bunch of parameters. So I set like a minimum bid, or maximum bid that I want to pay per day, a maximum amount of money that I want to spend for this campaign. In this case, I chose $42.50, which is half of my $85 budget for the month. And then you can even set a time frame. So I have it set to go from November 15th, starting on a Monday at 9 a.m. until 2 weeks from then, on the second Monday after that. And you can even set times when the ads will display. So I set mine from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So hitting, at least in the United States, the maximum traffic times. And there was even more parameters, like even setting like limits on a daily budget versus a campaign budget. You can set your search criteria for websites to be, I only want websites that get this many, a minimum of this many page views and a maximum of this many page views. There's a lot of parameters to click. And I tried to click as few as I could this time around because this is my first time using it. And I really want to get some metrics in on what kind of return I get on this before I start tweaking with the settings, if that makes any sense. So I've set a maximum bid of $7 per day, overall budget of $42.50. So $7 per, or rather, yeah, I could easily blow through my budget in 7 days. We'll see, depending on how many high traffic, high bid sites the Project Wonderful selects for me. And when I start tracking these metrics, and I mean, obviously with Upfair coming up, I'm not going to have the opportunity to stay entirely on top of it. But the good news is that there will be a report at the end. So when I get back from Upfair, I'll do some screen caps of my results and I'll share them with you guys. As I will with the project, or I mean the StumbleUpon ads, if I wind up using the other half of the budget for that. But in any case, I hope what I've done is sort of given you a sort of a ballpark figure on what my thinking is as I start this out. And I will be sure to document how these opinions and ideas change as I mess with this. Maybe I'm right the first time out. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? But I'm guessing I'm not. I'm sort of punching in the dark here with a little bit of advice that I got from you guys. I feel empowered to do this, but I still feel like until I start seeing some results, I really don't know what I'm doing just yet. So, yeah, advertising. I've jumped into the pool as of Monday. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with it. And one last idea about the landing page ideas. That gives you a trackable metric on if you run Google Analytics or any other site tracking software on your site. Now I can see how many page views that particular page on the site gets. It normally doesn't get that many. So, I mean, it's like 2 to 3 a week as opposed to the regular posts on the site and all the Supreme content. So by using that as my landing page, I've given myself something that I can easily track with my own statistics software as well as the Project Wonderful software to sort of compare and contrast. Because as it turns out, a lot of these different tracking softwares give you slightly different results, in my experience at any rate. Okay, so more news to come in the near future. Thank you very much for subscribing to this project. We could not do this without you. I mean, I could not do this advertising campaign without you guys. So you're bankrolling this experiment, and that's one of the reasons I feel especially committed to sharing the results with you guys so that we can have some better information when if any of the other storiers decide to advertise your other projects through services like Project Wonderful and et cetera. So thanks again, everybody. I really appreciate it. So who am I? I'm Jersey Droz, jdroz.com, Jersey on the Twitters. A couple things to throw out at the housekeeping stuff. Don't forget to check out the forum if you haven't yet, because there's the 30 characters in 30 days challenge going on in the forum. Bob Learned and a bunch of the guys in there are posting a new character every day. Kevin Cross has been doing some in there. It's really amazing to read and watch. And then one last reminder about the podcast awards. If you want to give us a little pat on the back, you can nominate us for a podcast award. I don't know if we're going to get anything, but if we do, great. If not, no skin. So I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Swimming is fun and good for you, but going in the water can be very dangerous on your planet as well as mine. But there's no chance that you'll lose your memory as Orko did, but the threat of drowning is very real. That's why it's important to be aware of the rules of water safety. Don't play jokes in the water. Always be sure to swim in an area where an adult is watching you, and never swim alone. Go with a friend. Keep your swimming safe, and live to swim another day.